Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I need some good news, baby, cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me
some good news. We do need some good news. Speaking of good news, Play, Win, Give, our new game.
That's some good news.
That's great news for you. You can win $500, up to $500, and then we'll turn around and match whatever you want and give it to your favorite charity. We'll play in about an hour. We'll have you call in, and then you just got to be the right caller.
It's great news.
We'll give you five easy questions. You answer all those right, you get $500. You answer four, $400, and so on. But we'll match however much you win and give it to your favorite charity.
Easy questions.
Easy questions, Al. We got you.
Yeah.
We also got Cardi B in studio coming up in about 2 hours. We'll do some Does That Make Me Crazy today on the show. But right now, it's all about that good news we're feeling, people.
Cool.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And the phones are working.
Yeah, the phones are working. We checked. Yeah.
That's some good news.
That's some
good news right there.
Yeah, from the text. Feeling good because it's not Monday.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's all right. Yeah. Small victories.
Short to the point.
It's true. Once you get through Monday, you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Made it.
Start thinking about the weekend.
Also, my daughter and also kids' kid, Gracie, is going to be performing with her band, The Screamers, for the first time this weekend at the Essex Theater, along with other bands from School of Rock.
Oh, cool.
This is my little Gracie.
I didn't know Gracie was in a band, Jenna.
I mean, I say my. She's obviously not mine. But so, yeah, Gracie was the one that had half a heart. Her mom adopted her. And she, you know, so she couldn't do a lot of sports activities because she couldn't get her heart rate up like that.
She can be in a band.
So you should see these snaps. Her mom and I snap each other all the time. And her mom's sending me these snaps lately of Gracie, who's gotten so tall, by the way, jamming on her guitar.
What? I saw the picture of her. It's a red guitar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just jamming out. So that's so cool.
That's fun.
Go get some, Gracie. Look at you and your band. Maybe one day you can open up for the Don Cheadles.
Oh, awesome.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Very few people get to open up for the Don Cheadles.
None have opened up so far for us.
No, nobody. Mostly because we have not had a show.
We got one show in Vegas.
That's true, Al. That was.
I mean, if you're going to start out, I mean, it's hard to follow up a show in Vegas.
Yeah, that was a pop-up show.
Yeah.
Holly wrote us and said, guys, it's my birthday and my puppy brought me a mouse.
Aww.
From outside. Yeah, he's dead.
Sweet.
I about puked. Haha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Collie. And Feel Good Tuesday. Can't wait to go to Big Al's bar next week. Hopefully sing a little karaoke. Fingers crossed. And then on Sunday, I get to go to the game, the Cowboys game against the LA Rams. Whoop, whoop.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Be glad to see you. Come see me.
Our ticket
weekend.
Price is going to go down since they lost the game.
No,
it doesn't work like that, Jenna.
People were hurt, Jenna. One bad game happens.
I understand, but I can't afford tickets.
Yeah, they're.
So I was hoping if they lost, it might be more affordable.
Yeah. If you want to watch a football game, the best place to go is probably L.A. right now. Nobody's going to those games. let's go to the phones real quick here.
So bitter.
I am. I can be a little bitter, Kelly. It's a brand new move. It's a brand new move. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning.
So you have some good news for us?
Yes, I do. Me and my boyfriend met 3 years ago back in March in Miami on spring break. And as of a couple weeks ago, he's from Scotland. He has moved to the States indefinitely.
Nice!
Awesome.
Indefinitely.
How about that?
What does this mean?
Yeah.
His name is Eddie.
No,
Eddie.
What does this mean for your relationship?
What is this? What? I'm sorry.
What does it mean for your relationship? He's moved here indefinitely. Yeah. That's very open-ended.
Well, what I tell my parents is if we can last 3 years overseas relationship, it's been going good so far. And, you know, we can actually do couple-like things now.
Yeah.
Yeah, couple-like things.
It's going to change a lot.
Doing couple-like things is definitely good.
Or it lasted because you didn't spend... You
know, Al, be positive.
Okay.
She's calling
it's good news.
Good.
All right.
Good news Tuesday, Big Al Mac.
Great news.
Yes.
I wish you well.
You guys enjoy your time together. Lindsay, thank you for calling. Mac. What? Hi, Angela.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm a little sore from my feel good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, to call for the after show, the online show.
What's your good news, Angela?
This weekend, me and my team, the Remission Rockers and Walkers, completed the Susan G. Komen 60-mile, 3-day walk here in Seattle.
Wow. Oh, awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Seattle helped raise $1.4 million for breast cancer research.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations. How are the blisters, though?
I lost a toenail, and I have some pretty good blisters. But my team, I started walking with a lady who was, like, a breast cancer patient. So she was going pretty, like, slower. And my team took off, and their blisters are horrible. Oh. So they were, like, beast mode, and I kind of hung back and walked with this one woman, so.
Well, props to you.
Yeah. Hey, this should be like, you beat cancer or blister, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, a little blister and a lost toenail. At least you raised all that money. Yeah. And now we're talking about Good News Tuesday. How about we deliver some good news to someone this morning? You down for that?
All right.
Is this Tanya?
This is Tanya. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing, Tanya?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing fine. We were just doing a little survey, getting to know the listeners. And we wanted to get to know your family real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Are you married, Tanya?
Yes.
All right. What's your husband's name?
Lee.
Okay, so we got a Lee. We got the husband out. Sorry, she's not single. And then do you have any kids, Tanya?
I do. I have three kids. Zach, Cody, and Haley. She's 7, almost 8.
I have a picture of your daughter right here. She is beautiful.
Let me see.
She is beautiful.
I see a picture. Oh, look at that.
She's the cutest little girl I've ever seen.
Thank you. I think so, too.
Now, based on the picture, I would not be able to tell, but your daughter is battling spina bifida?
Yes. She was diagnosed when I was 20 weeks pregnant. We were going in to get the ultrasound to find out male or female.
Uh-huh.
And we heard an oops, and she didn't mean to say it, but then she started bringing doctors in and everything, and that's when we found out.
Yeah.
Wow. And what did the doctor say when they told you?
They told me that she had what looked like myelomeningeal spina bifida, that she would never walk, never crawl, never sit up, you know, unsupported, and she proved them all wrong.
So she's walking, she crawled, she did everything that they said she wouldn't do, right?
And good for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Now you've been working with her. That's wonderful.
Another question. When was the last time you guys took a vacation together?
As a family, 2013.
Mm, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, right? I'm sure funds get a little low when you have to visit the hospital so much.
Absolutely.
Well, I was wondering if you heard about our charity.
Yeah, I had heard about it, yeah.
You heard about it? Well, Ms. Tanya, you were nominated for Kids Kids so that you and your family, along with Haley, could go to an all-expenses-paid trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And we're calling you to let you know that you and your entire family are going to Disney World.
No way.
Yay!
Yes way, ma'am.
Oh, no way.
Way.
Oh, my God.
Surprise!
Oh, wow.
What, great.
What is this trip going to mean to you and your family, Tanya?
Oh, everything. It's going to be... it's going to be a much-needed break.
Yeah.
Away from reality, I think.
Yes, that's exactly it. You know, another cool thing is we take a lot of kids who have the same thing that your daughter has. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
you'll be,
I don't know all the families that are going this year. We haven't met them yet, but I am pretty confident there'll be another child there who has spina bifida.
Oh,
I mean, so there's somebody you can actually relate to and your daughter can relate to on the trip too.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. You guys are so awesome.
I know. Does Haley, I'm sure when she goes to school, she's the only girl that has that at her school, right?
Yes.
And so she feels a little different. We get that a lot from our kids' kids. But on this trip, they realize that they're not alone in this world. There's other kids that are going through this as well. And you know what this trip is full of? Smiles. Laughter, meeting their favorite characters. You guys might as well leave your wallets at home because everything is going to be taken care of from the hotel room to the flight out there to the park passes to the lunch to the dinners to the breakfast. Everything has been thought of.
That is so awesome of you guys.
No, don't they? I mean, our audience
for it.
Our audience makes this happen, and we're going to make that happen again for you guys this year. Kids Kids Day is coming up October 17th. That's when we'll raise the money for your trip. And we cannot wait to meet you and your family, Tanya.
Oh, my gosh. We can't wait to meet you guys.
We'll get the packet. The trip's happening in November,
Video yourself telling Haley we'd like to see her response. That'll be fun.
Oh, my gosh. I will. And just email it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
We'll get all that information from you. I just love seeing the kids' reactions.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I don't even know what to, oh my goodness.
You should be videoing your own reaction.
I know, right?
Tanya, welcome to our family. We'll see you this November.
Thank you. See you.
There's a feel good right there.
Yes, I feel good.
Good news.
I know.
Good news.
That is
Tuesday.
A good news. That's a good news for her, and it feels good as well.
We're just gonna keep calling them all feel good.
Yeah. Hey, y'all are all statistic of
I know. I didn't mean to say it. It just came out.
Let's do a humble bit.
It just came out. It came out wrong. That's
you
not
guys
what I meant.
Awesome.
You know what I meant?
Y'all are awesome. Yeah.
No. No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Hey, I wish we all were that confident.
It just came out. I was talking about you guys mostly.
Awesome. Yeah, I know.
You're awesome, Kelly.
Yeah. Thank you. I know.
All right. Sometimes we slip up and say, I know.
Kelly, you're like really pretty.
I know.
That was hilarious.
I caught myself after I said I was
every compliment with that.
I was like, did I really just say I know?
Instead of thank you? Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Play One Give coming up in about 15 minutes. Your chance to win up to $500 and $500 up to $500 for your favorite charity or nonprofit. All you got to do is answer five very easy questions that we give you.
Easy breezy.
We'll hook you up. At this time tomorrow morning, Teen Wolf fans, Dylan O'Brien's going to be joining us. He's got that movie American Assassin out. Michael Keaton's in there with him, teaching him how to be an assassin after things go wrong. Things go wrong, Al.
Things do go wrong.
They always do.
Mm-hmm.
And September 22nd is the new season for Fuller House is coming out.
It's a big season, JC.
On Netflix.
It's a Friday, right?
Yeah, it's a Friday, Big Al. And
they just release them all at once. So you could literally spend your entire weekend back to back to back episodes.
Right. Too many shows are coming out on Netflix. I still got to catch up on Narcos. I barely just finished Friends from College. I got to get on Queen of the South.
Queen of the South, that's the one that's
great.
So, BoJack Horseman is one I got to get into because Trey's been watching it. Says it's funny. So much to watch. But anyways, the new season of Fuller House coming out. The Tanner family goes to Japan.
Oh.
Because, you know, they have to do that in sitcoms.
Well, usually it's Hawaii.
Right.
Or Disney World.
Or there could be a jump the shark moment.
Right. Yeah, you know.
You can't have a jump the shark moment on Netflix.
I think you can.
Yeah, I think you can.
I don't want to.
It's still a jump the shark moment.
But. Curb, did you see anything about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, I haven't seen
that. That's coming back.
Yeah, that is coming back. Is it going to be on Netflix?
I also saw our friend Jay Farrow has a show coming out on Showtime. I saw that last night.
Yeah, that show is going to be good. But most of the cast from Fuller House was on The View, and Jodie Sweetin, who plays Stephanie Tanner, told the story of how they went to one of those Japanese spas out there.
Well, we did a lot of things wrong, but one of the really standout amazing things that we did wrong was we went into the hottest sauna ever, and we came out and we were like, I'm so hot.
Burned our butt.
And so, yeah, and there's like this little fountain thing, and so I go over to it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's cold water. So we're taking the water out and like splashing it and like splashing it everywhere, like bird bathing it, right? She starts to drink it. I go, no, don't drink that. You don't know what kind of water it is. So a couple seconds later, we like turn and there's a little bath over here and we feel that water. It's really cold. So I'm like, oh, wait, this is a cold bath to sit in. So we go sit in it and we wondered why people were kind of looking at us weird. And then we realize everyone's walking over to fill their water bottles at the fountain.
Yeah.
We had basically just bird bathed it out of the drinking fountain and then I had yelled at her not to drink out of.
Gross. Are those the spas where you're naked around everyone too?
Probably.
I have not been to one of those.
I haven't either. That just freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. My mother-in-law got me a gift certificate to one, and I didn't go.
Locally.
Yeah.
It's one of those communal spas
where everybody's just...
Oh, you mean man? Not co-ed.
No, it's not co-ed. They split.
There's a man section and a woman section, but everybody's really free. Really free.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm just not that free yet.
I'm not that free either, Kelly. I don't think I ever will be.
It's just weird to walk around naked around other grown-ups.
In the man part of the gym, in the steam room, you do it. You'll still have a towel.
Even at the gym, I can't, because it's weird to see guys that I see basically every day, because you become a community at those gyms. It's weird to see those guys naked and then be out in the real world and see them.
And then when you go from the steam room to the hot tub.
Uh-huh.
Then towel off. Then you're free. You're freaky.
Why can't we wear bathing suits
just
in that
body.
Hot tub?
You can, but it's a man's locker
it's
room.
Just a body.
So, you know.
The older you get, you do care less. That is the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I always tell you about the old guy at the gym.
There's so much more old naked, yeah, than young.
Well,
oh,
the
old
at that naked. Point in your life, so many doctors and people have seen you naked. Poked it's like, prodded. You know what, bodies are bodies at that point.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah, for real.
Our question has been answered on the text. Yes, naked, been to Japan, went to spa.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Yep, naked, been All to right. spa, it's there.
Yeah.
All right, Big Al Mac, I hear you got something for us.
It's time for Tidbit News.
This hot woman in Florida was affected by Hurricane Irma, and she lost her power. So she took matters into her own hand. She wrote a sign with hot pink letters on her big sign in her front yard that say, it says, hot single female seeks sexy lineman to electrify my life.
Yeah.
And she posted it on Facebook.
And?
Well, she got picked. The story got picked up by a local radio station. They interviewed her. Five linemen went to her house. She's got power now.
There you go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Speaking of hurricanes, you know that Hurricane Maria is category 5 now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so residents of Manatee County in Florida, they had somebody go on TV and let them know, we need you to stay safe. But they had got a, what's the person that does the hand signals?
Sign
the sign language interpreter.
Yeah,
they didn't vet him out. And so while she was telling people, I need you to go be safe,
no.
He was signing pizza, bear monster.
Bear monster.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Apparently, this guy had an older brother who was deaf. And
yeah.
They were like, oh, you can speak sign language. Come on. And he wasn't really vetted properly.
No. So somebody probably got fired for doing that.
Aww.
Poor guy. But you can tell he's a little nervous. Like, he's not well-versed in the...
Maybe he does speak fluent sign language, and he just had a panic attack with the guy on the sidelines.
It's different when you're interpreting, and somebody's speaking, and they're going fast, and you're like, I can't
read. One little twist of the hand means something completely different.
Bear monster.
Bear monster. Bear monster. Hey, we got some money coming up for you. Play Win Give. We'll tell you when to call for your chance at up to $500 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're going to clear those phone lines because it's time to play. Play, win, give. Kid Nation, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
The number's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, give us caller number.
5.
Caller number 5.
Damn.
One of the luckiest numbers of all.
Get it in.
You'll get in to play. Play, win, give. Andrea Gonzalez yesterday, she won $400 for herself and then $400 for her charity, and she chose St. Jude. What will you choose today? We'll find out after we ask you 5 very easy questions.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I think I found my new favorite thing.
What's that?
Now, I told you that I like watching the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, so not wings, not chicken wings.
No, don't even say wings.
My husband watches that too.
Pimple Popper?
He's like, he said, Kelly, promise me that, you know, something. I was like, why would you ever let it get that big?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
No.
Don't you stop these things early?
In fact, I'm gonna do a Dr. Pimple type popper video for on my leg because I got that thing.
We've looked at it.
Somebody's going to cut it open for me and get it out.
Yeah, but like a certified person. A licensed
dermatologist
practitioner.
Or
no, yeah, I can take you to my new dermatologist.
No, there's going
to
be an incision's going to be made on me.
Why don't you? Yeah, I'll take you to my new dermatologist, and they can do it. They do all that kind of stuff.
Can we tape it?
Yes.
Okay.
Video it. Have
Breakfast
fun with
rule.
It. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Let's be careful what we're talking about.
Breakfast
we're talking
rule.
About pimple.
What's your new favorite thing?
Professional earwax removal. You guys, it looks like it feels so good.
You know, I've had a lot of ear problems, and they told me not to mess with my earwax, that it protects my ear holes because I have all those ruptures.
It's a way to trap bacteria.
But you can have too much earwax.
Exactly.
But
so
let them take care of it.
What you do is you go to a professional, because they say that if you use Q-tips and cotton swabs and all that stuff, it just jam-packs it in there. Yeah. That's the wrong way to do it.
My girlfriend uses peroxide.
Oh, really? I didn't know about
that one. She has her children, they're older, lay down, because they produce a lot of earwax. Lay down on her lap, she puts in a little bit of peroxide, and she said the wax just bubbles up to the top.
Yeah.
And the kids
that's
love
cool.
it, because it feels so cool.
Yeah. But this lady goes in, she's got a, you know, she looks like a doctor, so she looks official.
She got the robe.
But they go in, and they professionally remove it. And it looks, it's so beautiful looking.
That's people who have real issues.
Beautiful
the average
looking.
Person does not... need that.
Oh, it looks like it feels so good.
We just like to see progress, like with anything. That's why we like cooking shows or house remodeling or this gross stuff. You just like to see a start to finish of something getting better.
And it's regular people. The video I just watched was beauty bloggers doing it. And yeah, they were getting some out.
Oh,
it looked really beauty bloggers. One ear was fine. The other one happens to have some.
My friend and I always FaceTime when she does that neti pot. I have so many screenshots of her pouring that stuff through her nose.
I've done that a couple of times, and you have to be careful.
Can't you get like an infection or something?
Well, the liquid can sometimes go up in, like, it went up in my ear, and that was really painful.
Yeah,
you have to. It's not as easy as just
I don't
do it the right way.
And the hot wax,
she has bad allergies.
The hot candle, I think.
I like my ear wax.
You want
to
keep it?
I think so. They told me to leave it in there and protect.
Yeah, no, it is good for you. You do need it.
My friend thought I was crazy that I don't use cotton swabs every day. She's like, I have to get all my wax out. I'm like, why leave my wax?
Well, when you look over and see somebody's got waxy ears.
Yeah. I don't think you guys
looks like
tell
a gold
me,
mine.
I've never noticed yours.
Okay. Yeah. I got little ear holes, but I had six sets of ear tubes before I was six.
No.
I mean, I was at the ENT all the time. I had so many problems when I was a little kid. All I remember about the ear tubes are the suppositories that they would give me when I would wake up from surgery.
Yeah.
I would always wake up and be like, that's all I remember is being so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would too.
As a kid,
the ear tubes
weren't
bad. Oh, yes.
Oh, no,
yes,
poor little Jenna.
Got my adenoids removed.
Jeez.
Okay, the text says we're making people gay.
All right, let's play the game.
That's what the text says.
Earwax.
Oh, I think it looks so pleasing.
Too early for that talk.
Yeah. It looks pleasing to me, though. Some people like it, some don't. And it's
I'm
going to
look one up.
Yeah, it's pretty pleasing.
What exactly do I look at?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Play, win, Gail!
Christina, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Doing awesome. Welcome to the show. Are you already
so
at work?
Excited. No, I'm on my way.
Okay. We might have to pull over and make sure that you're driving safe, okay?
Okay.
Do what? I lost out for a second, but
Oh, see, that's why you might need to pull over.
Yeah,
we don't
want
to lose you.
There you go.
Yep. All
and we want you to be safe just in case you get super excited because we hope that you win a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how the game works. We're going to ask you five questions. They should be pretty easy for you. And for every question you get right, you get $100, up to $500. Then we'll turn around and match it and give it to your favorite charity or nonprofit. So who are you playing for, Christina?
The ALS Foundation.
ALS Foundation. Perfect.
Good one.
We got one like that.
Is that a charity close to your heart for a specific reason?
Yes. One of my best friends growing up, her mom actually passed away from ALS
yes.
a couple years ago.
It's a sad disease. Oh,
all right. Well, good luck, babe.
All right. We got the first question. Jenna?
We do. Are you ready, Christina?
I'm ready.
Okay. For $100, which cast member has the most tattoos?
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna go JC.
Boom!
Yes.
That is correct.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me how many I have, but I know I have more than everybody
else. More than
else.
Jenna. You and Jenna are the only two.
Yeah, we're the only ones with the tattoos.
All right, second question. Maybe we'll add $100 to your total. Who starred as Belle in Disney's live action Beauty and the Beast?
It's like my all-time favorite movie right now because I'm such, a 90s kid. Emma Watson.
Yes.
That is correct.
I thought she was going to say, and I'm going blank. That's what you were going to say. But yay, $200 for you, $200 for the ALS Foundation. Question number three. Which cast member has been kissed by Blake Shelton?
That's
going to
be Big
Al. That's right.
Boom. Yes.
That is correct. $300 for you and $300 for your ALS Foundation so far. Here's question number four. Which cast member has been kissed by the next Bachelor, Ari Lewandowski?
Jenna.
Yes.
Hashtag Jenna hit it first. That's correct.
Wow, only one more. You can do it.
Yay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, here we go. Which artist won the Grammy for Album of the Year with 25 at the 2017 Grammy Awards? The name of the album was 25.
Oh my God, this went blank.
Take a guess.
Taylor Swift?
Oh,
good guess, but.
That is incorrect.
No.
That's okay.
That's okay. I'll take it.
The answer was Adele. But you know what? You scored $400 for yourself.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and match that and give it to the ALS Foundation in your honor, okay, Christina?
Yes! So excited!
Yeah. Hey, you have a wonderful day today.
Y'all too.
What are you going to use your $400 for?
I have no idea. Maybe a mini vacation. I don't know.
Yeah. There you go. You go ahead and take that mini vacation and get yourself all set up. Hold on for us, Christina. We'll play again tomorrow around the same time. We play at 7:20 Central every day, or at least we ask you to call around that time.
I like this game.
That's a great game. It's called Play, Win, Give. Mm-hmm. And coming up next, Kid Nation, we want you to give us your crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just told you that. I really, really... really am into watching earwax removal videos. It just looks pleasing to me.
That kind of makes you crazy.
Does it make me crazy? Yeah. I guess so, according to Big Al and Kelly. Jenna's kind of on the border there.
I don't think it makes you crazy.
Thank you, Jenna. But we want to hear from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
Now, these are those quirks we all have, and we thought they've been normal this whole time. And then finally, somebody spoke up and said, hey, call the Kid Craddock Morning Show and let them know what you do, and they'll let you know that you, my friend, are crazy. Yep. We've been doing it for a long time. We'll find out if you're crazy or not next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We love getting your text messages, and we'll get to some here for Does That Make Me Crazy? But this one's from Chrissy out in New Orleans. I absolutely love the new game. What a phenomenal way to share. I love that you're allowing us to give to a good cause as well as win some funds for ourselves also. Thank you. She's talking about Play, Win, Give, and Christina just came in and won $400, and then we matched it. So we're going to give the ALS Foundation $400 in her name.
Awesome. And credit where credit is due.
Hey,
this was the brainchild of our boss man, George.
Hey, man.
Yeah, look at George.
Look at George. Right. How about
look
that?
At George with his game.
He must be part of the show so bad.
Yeah. It was a lot more complex the way George wanted to play, but it was absolutely his idea. And then it got simplified.
Yeah, love it. But it was his idea.
It was his baby.
Yeah.
Should we, since George and Alan are such good friends.
Oh, yes. It's a bromance.
Should we invite George to the slingshot party?
Is George going to be... He's going to feel left out because that's his boy.
Well, he can just ride with Alan because apparently I'm not invited.
Aren't you guys? I don't think George is the plus one.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It is a two-seater, so George can ride with Alan.
Alan got me and Big Al set up with some slingshots this weekend. Those are like these motorcycle/car type things.
They're three-wheel things. You've seen them probably.
Yeah, you've
kinda
seen
like
them.
Like a convertible Batmobile.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like Batmobile status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go ride on Sunday somewhere to get some food and watch some football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked Alan last night, I was like, well, am I going?
Nope.
No. He said,
well.
No chicks.
No, but if you want to go, I'm like.
No, that's when you say no, baby. You go
was
ahead.
Was Kinsey going?
Nope. No.
It's a bro.
Did you even tell her about
no.
it?
No.
It's a guy thing.
I told her I got something going on Sunday.
Yeah. That's all you have to
tell. That's all I got to tell
him. Yeah. I'm going to hang out with my boys.
She already knows Sunday's football day, so it's got to be something to do with football.
Yeah.
What if she says she wants to go?
No.
Then I'd be like, yeah, you can meet us over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you're full of it. You know she's going to be riding shotgun.
No, she's not. Mm-mm. We got kids and stuff. So we.
Yeah. Come on, Kelly.
Yeah, it's a dude thing.
Yeah.
You know.
God thing.
Yeah. Come on. I can't wait, Al. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Al's so excited. He's coming up to the burbs for that, right?
There. Yeah, you have to pick up the slingshot in the burbs.
Oh.
Al's not too far. And for all the fun we're going to have, it's all good.
All right.
Hey, 45 minutes from now, Cardi B.
Cardi.
If you've seen her in Love and Hip Hop, you know that she is a character.
Yes, she is.
And now she's got Bodak Yellow. That song is the song of the summer. All right, Cardi B is going to be on the show in about 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what she's got for us. But right now, let's find out if you're crazy or not, Kid Nation.
Okay.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
You can call or text 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got a couple here from the text. Sometimes when I'm alone at home, I like to spray myself with my catnip so my 9 cats will love me. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
I think the 9 cats might.
Yes. Yes. You win.
Is everyone high or just the cats?
Why did you even text? Yes. You know that's crazy.
It is funny watching cats on the nip.
Well, oh, man. Okay, cats on the nip, dude.
Yeah.
On the catnip.
Yeah.
Is what Jenna means.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. It's all good. My fiance doesn't like to wear the same color underwear 2 days in a row. He thinks if someone notices, they'll think he's wearing the same underwear and wears dirty underwear. Does that make him crazy?
That's a solid point.
Underwear.
That's a solid point. You know what?
Who is looking? I never see your guys' underwear.
Oh, Jenna, come on. You know when we bend over to pick up our backpacks, you taking a peek?
I'm not taking a peek. Yours hangs out because of the baby tees when you reach up high.
Right.
I see yours. I rarely see Al's.
Because I'm not wearing any. Hello?
No, you're wearing some.
Yeah, I am.
Please.
It's Jason's
undie song. Check. Undie check right quick.
That's when we all get to see
it. I don't, because I got on my Lululemon workout shorts.
Are you commando?
They have built-in underwear.
You really aren't wearing it.
I just realized that.
You're wearing the mesh underwear.
They have the built-in, you know, the built-in liner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's weird, man. You should still wear underwear, because when you go to the gym, you could still see.
Free?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. This dude at the gym was working out with some of those, and everybody saw it. Yeah. In front of the mirror. Yeah. He was doing the sit-ups.
Let's see what else we got.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
Yes.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's find out if you're not. Or you are.
My family and my coworkers give me a very hard time and think I'm nuts because I cringe at the word that you use to describe cake. And it starts with an M. Does that make me crazy?
Moist?
Yes. I can't even say it.
That is a word for a lot of people, and I don't know why.
It used to bother me a little bit because it's kind of an oogie word.
It is.
Moist?
Yeah, it's just weird.
I guess it depends on what you're referring to.
How about
it bothers her with cake.
No, I can't. I can't even spell it. I don't even like saying
it's interesting.
It. It's not the meaning, it's just
the sound.
How you pronounce it.
It is an oogie word.
Moist.
Yeah, it's oy.
You start with the creepy M sound, moist.
Moist.
Oh, my
God.
Moist.
Yeah, I feel you on
but
that,
voice, but the word voice doesn't bother you. Voice?
No, but, like, and I can say, like, moisture in the air, but I cannot say the other word.
Moist.
That's stop.
What would it take for us to get you to say the word?
I can't. I have never been able to say it.
Would it come out like you, like, you can't do it?
Would you do it for money?
Probably not.
Wow.
I don't have any cash to put in today.
See, the correct response, that would be how much? Anything's for sale. Come on. I would not. You couldn't pay me to do that. Wait a second.
I got a moist dollar bill here for you.
I got a moist 20 on it.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine. We'll stop hassling you. You have a wonderful day. Great chatting with you. You're crazy.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
All right, let's go to Jamie here. What's up, Jamie?
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Hi. Why are you crazy, maybe?
Because my husband and I have been married for 14 years, and I've had this thing about I can't stand men with hairy backs. And so this started a long time ago whenever I noticed that he had a couple stray hairs. I actually plucked the hairs off his back because I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Oh, no. I don't think so. That's what you do as the girlfriend. You groom the back because they can't get it themselves.
His father, my father-in-law, is kind of a hairy man. And I don't know, like the whole hair out the collar and I can't do it.
I feel like you would like cuddling with a hairy man because it's like a little teddy bear, no?
Mm-mm.
So you guys like the hairless man? The smooth, hairless man.
I've never dated anyone with a super hairy back.
I don't think.
So I don't think I would like
it. I haven't either.
I don't think plucking your man's hair makes you crazy, though.
No. I've always groomed the back of someone.
Yeah, you keep it smooth, Jamie.
Crazy,
you keep it smooth. You're not crazy. We feel you
on that. Our friend in the office took her husband to get his back waxed last summer. It reminded me because he had a kind of hairy back. And it broke his back out bad. He was like, it hurt. I'm never doing it again. But he came to my pool and his back was so broken.
Who had hairy back?
No, you can't. Don't.
A friend of ours.
What?
Why do you don't bust him?
I think it's manly. That means your testosterone levels are up.
It broke his back out so bad that they were both like, hair is better. Hair's better. Hair's better than the breakout.
Justin just told me, it doesn't strike me as a very hairy person.
No.
Yeah. Interesting to know that.
It's also weird when a guy doesn't have a hairy front. You know what I mean? Like face or chest, yet he has some hair back there. Yeah, that he's not a hairy guy.
That's a personal choice.
You got a hairy back and not a hairy front?
Yeah.
I have no hair.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm like a hairless cat.
You don't even have the afro?
Nothing.
No.
No hair.
You don't get, like, rogue hairs on the shoulders?
Oh, yeah, I got one right here. That's about it. I keep him, though. He's cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Maya.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
All right, so how old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh, and you're crazy about hair, too, huh?
No, I'm trying to see if my mom's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Even better.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So I hope she doesn't hear this when I say this, or else she's going to be mad at me. Does this make my mom crazy that whenever she plucks her chin hairs, she always puts her chin hair on my tongue to see the texture of it, if it's thin or thick hair?
Oh, my God. You may be able to call CPS on that.
No, don't say that. That is so odd.
She puts it after it's plucked on your tongue.
Yep.
On your tongue or on her tongue?
On my tongue.
You say no?
See, what's fun telling you, Kelly?
No.
You don't mind?
I just do it anyways.
Yeah, you don't mind?
I got people for that.
Oh, that is...
Yeah,
that's crazy. Both of y'all are crazy.
Maya, your mom's crazy.
Maya, this is new.
I've been doing it for a while, so I'm pretty used to it.
Oh, my God.
Do not pass that on to your children, okay?
Wow.
Do you have any brothers or sisters, Maya?
Yeah.
Do they put the chin hair in their mouth?
No.
It's just you.
It puts the chin hair on its tongue.
Well,
you're the only one.
It means you're her favorite.
I have
okay,
so many questions.
What happens if you say, Mommy, I don't want that in my mouth? What happens?
Nothing. I don't know. I just always do it.
Yeah. Oh, you've never said no?
Because she likes it.
I've never said no.
Everything else is cool, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, your mom's weird.
I hate to tell you that your mom is crazy, but she's so crazy.
She's so crazy.
It's okay. I wanted to see if she was anyways.
Yeah. No, she is.
Is that the only crazy thing she does, though?
That I can say on the radio, yes.
I don't know what...
We need to talk to her off the air.
We need to get
to know you better, Maya.
Maya, stay on the line so we can catch up, okay?
Yeah, you're going to be our friend.
Wow.
What can a 13-year-old not say on the radio?
Yeah.
And she said that. After she said that.
That may be the weirdest phone call I've ever had.
I'm truly disturbed by that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just so odd.
That's weird.
How long can a chin hair be?
Weird.
Justin, talk to Maya back there.
Justin, talk to Maya.
See what's going on.
Get Nick to talk to her.
Justin needs to not talk to Justin with this one.
Yeah, Nick, talk to Maya.
Nick's a grown-up.
Yeah, you need a supervisor.
Yeah, Nick's a dad. He knows how to handle situations like this.
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird.
I'm really freaked out. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be funny right now. That is so
weird.
I'm interested. I want to know what else.
You know, that's Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, that's Hall of Fame for sure.
I don't think we should ever talk this again. Honestly, that's bad.
That has a shrine.
We need to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
We're going to make sure.
I'm like, really, it really is bothering me.
Don't worry.
We're going to get to it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, hopefully it's. I don't know.
It's a hairy situation.
Back to the phone. Next call.
Yep.
Wow. Hi, Yolanda.
Hello.
Welcome. You have to follow up a Hall of Famer, so. Yeah. You know, we put you in this situation. The blame is on us.
Oh, there's nothing you're going to say that's going to shock us now. No. Nothing.
I can tell. I heard the little girl.
Oh, my gosh, right? Are you worried a little bit?
That tickles her, too.
No, I'm a little crazy. I do a lot of crazy things.
All right. What's your crazy?
I have this thing when I go to the grocery store. I don't like to get the stuff that's in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get cereal. I don't pick the one in the front. I like the one in the back.
Yeah.
It hasn't been touched.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that how that goes? Do they push the old to the back or
the new to the back?
The new to the back.
They want to get rid of the old stuff first. Yeah. So that's the stuff up front. I always reach to the back for that reason because I want the one with the longest expiration date.
Man, I can't reach anything on the shelves.
You followed up mama's chin hair on the baby tongue with cereal.
No, she
didn't. Why are you going to judge Al?
you beat that, Al? Come on.
Yeah, exactly,
that's
Al.
Very true.
Yolanda,
you just have to do it. It's like doing karaoke after a karaoke pro. Yeah. You just got to go.
No.
We're back to quirky, cute, crazy. Yeah. All right.
And I thank you personally for getting my mind off that.
My daughter has been trying to get on the air or trying to get somebody on the air for months. So I'm just happy I got
Yay.
This
cereal
thing.
Yay. Thank you.
Good deal.
All right.
And you are cute, so not crazy.
Thank you, Yolanda. Cute. You have a wonderful day. Sorry, Big Al's Judgy McJudgerson over there. This guy. This is such a dude. Does that make me crazy right here?
All right.
Corey.
First off, I got to say, I live in Myrtle Beach. Shout out, Kelly.
Love
you guys. Been listening to you guys for as long as I can remember.
Thank you.
Every time I go to the bathroom to go to number two, I just realized recently that I do this, but I apologize to my toilet ahead of time. I just noticed I did this a couple days ago, and I was like, man, I've been doing this for years.
Just sorry for what I'm about to put you through.
Bro, I'm so sorry.
I feel like I owe it such an apology.
Corey, I feel like you and I are long-lost friends, bro.
Thank you, dog. You just washed our mouths out, our minds out. Something very cool. I mean, not very cool, but now that's the way to end. We don't need to take any more calls. Do you want to take another one? That was great.
This is a Justin special. Justin says we should take this one.
All right. Oh, all right. Testing Justin now.
All right, Lexi.
Hello, guys. Okay. I was thinking of talking to part-time Justin. If I knew it was him, I would have told him how much I loved him.
Aww.
It was.
Now he knows.
Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so my girlfriend thinks I'm totally crazy about this, but I'm kind of like you, JC. Like, I like the pimple popping.
Uh-huh.
I like the earwax. I'm a nurse. I'm weird. I know it.
Yeah.
But for the last, like, 5 years, I get, like, you know, the allergy season and everything. I use a neti pot. But sometimes I just like to take a Q-tip and dig around in my nose, and then I like to look at it afterward.
Oh, look at it.
Look at it?
Yeah, like sometimes, like, there's, like, a little hair in there or...
All right,
I have another caller that might want that.
No.
Yeah, you're crazy, Lexi.
Just don't put it on your kid's tongue.
First of all, I don't know people that use the Q-tips for the nostril. I'm going to have to try that out.
Maybe she had long fingernails. I don't know.
Speaking of long fingernails, Cardi B is going to be on the show here in about 30 minutes. But coming up next, thank you, by the way, for all those crazy calls. We had some good ones today.
Y'all brought it today, man.
You brought it today.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, we had a Hall of Famer. We had, I'd say, two Hall of Famers. The apology to the toilet's a good one, too.
Apologize to the toilet. Man, I really feel bad for
you. My man. All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, our next guest, you might recognize her from Love & Hip Hop or because of this jam right here. Song of the summer, I would say. It's the most streamed song for the last week, and it's actually number 2 on the Billboard charts right now.
Jesus, bloody shoes. Hit the score. I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick. Cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now. I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these hippies, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe, my f*** feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face, I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want, he buy me Yves Saint Laurent. And then you rip, run and go fast as a horse. I got the trunk in the front, I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hope no, it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these
all right, you guys, mad at me. Let's get started. It's time for another B-Dubs Music Hangout with our girl Cardi B's in studio right now. What's up, Cardi B?
What's popping, baby?
You know, I'm popping, baby. That's what I'm doing.
You've been up all night, right?
Yeah. Am I popping?
Barely, I was.
Yeah. You haven't. Did you not take a sleep? You didn't get to go to sleep, did you? You've been up all night. Mm-hmm. Get girl to you.
Cardi
yes.
B, well yes. done. Yes.
Cardi B, up all night.
Call her Cardi B.
I was peeping at the Snapchat, and I saw that you were posting. And I was like, yeah, that means you went hard last night.
Yeah, I had a booking last night, and then I went to the studio.
Oh, you went? So you were working and partying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do in the studio? Do you guys do fun stuff in there? Or?
No, not at all. It's very, like...
intense, I'm sure.
Yeah, because there's a studio here that a lot of people, they fly in under the radar and they'll work. And you're not going to tell us where that studio is, are you?
Going? I don't know the name. I just know my dude was recording and it's like, all right, I went to the studio. I heard a couple of beats. I wrote something and then I kind of like dozed off and out of nowhere, it's like, hurry up, you got to go to the radio station.
She actually slept in the studio for a minute.
Like probably like for 10 minutes.
Now.
But things are going so good, so that has to be...
Life is great, but it's also like a lot of hard work. It's just like, oh...
It's not what you thought it was going to be, is it?
Nope.
Yeah,
it's a lot different. You know, when you have like a really big song on the Billboard, you think that like work would be less.
Yeah, you can rest, right?
Nope.
It's
work after work after work.
Yeah, because you got to promote it. It's number two. We're trying to get it to number one, aren't we?
Yes, let's get it to number one.
Yeah.
Cardi B, she has a very special offer for our listening audience. You can now buy Bodak Yellow for 69 cents.
Oh, really?
69.
I thought it was something else. I was like, but I was giving out money. I was like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, the only thing standing in your way is Taylor Swift.
You know what? She came out of nowhere like, oh, girl, where the hell you came from with that look? What you made me do?
It's a catchy one, too, isn't it? It's catchy.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Speaking of catchy, your Latin remix of Bodak Yellow's fire.
Thank you.
Now, unlike Justin Bieber, do you know what you're singing in Latin, in Spanish?
Yes, I'm. My father's Hispanic, so...
Okay, so you speak fluent.
Yeah, yeah, I speak fluent.
Did you think he got a little bit too much grief when people criticized him for not really knowing what he was singing? Because he learned the lyrics phonetically. And Despacito,
you
wanna
know
about.
You know why I feel like people were so, upset? It's because, like, I seen videos of him performing it because I heard about it. And it's just like he didn't like seem like he was serious, like he didn't care.
That's why people got mad.
Yeah.
And that's what people got mad. Like it's like don't insult the culture. Like it's just like we don't care.
Right.
I don't care about the song. I wanted to beat the song Despacito, but then again, I was kind of happy that a Latin song was number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Like, it's like man, it was number one song Despacito.
And you're Dominicana, right?
I am half Dominican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's your dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
So he taught you how to speak Spanish from when you were little?
Yeah. That's why I did Bodak Yellow in Spanish because, you know, like my father's side of the family, they don't really understand what's going on. Like, they don't really understand that the song is, like, big in the charts.
Yeah.
They don't understand what the words are saying. If it's not, like, a Spanish market thing, it's just, like, it's not, like, as special to them. So I'm trying to, like, do Spanish market, too. And they just are so excited. Like, I keep telling them the artists that are hitting me up to work with them. And they're like, oh, my God, you're real.
Like, who?
I don't like to say
love.
The people.
Yeah. But you should brag on yourself.
I don't know. I don't like putting people on blast.
Wait, a humble rap artist? This is new. I don't understand.
This isn't
computing.
Now you got started with Instagram videos and on Vine and all that stuff. Like that's where you got your main hardcore audience,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You're already doing music, but why do you think you, out of all the Viners and all the people doing Instagram, you blew up more than everybody else? What do you think it is about you?
You know, it was all a machine.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that, like, me being popular was really hard for me to people to take my music serious because,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a natural comedian, man. And it's like a lot of things that I say is a joke. So it's like I wanted people to take my music as a joke, especially because I was also doing reality TV. And mm-hmm. it's just like I didn't want people to think that it was a gimmick. So with my music, I put my heart, my foot, my everything,
your
my
heart and your
on
foot.
It, everything.
That's everything.
Put everything on.
What was the moment where you were like, finally, somebody acknowledges my music? Was it when Noriega gave you that shout out?
It was really like before when certain people was like, oh, I like your music, before Bordak Yellow was out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like now you got Janet Jackson dancing to your song.
You've had a lot of cool moments lately, right? Beyonce watching your set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of cool moments that is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
And Rihanna going to the Diamond Ball, how was that? You've been all over the fashion scene lately.
It was really dope because, you know, she's a Caribbean girl and I'm Caribbean, and this is like, when you're in America and you don't come from nothing, it's special. But, like, if you're from the island, it's a different type of living.
Yeah, you seem to support other female artists. I think a lot of times people keep jumping to this conclusion, like, we want to, like, pawn every female rapper against each other. But you don't really buy into any of that beef, do you?
No, not really. It's just like, oh, I came to do music scene because I wanted to make music and I want to make money. Like, I want to be rich.
That's honest.
Making what I love to do. And it's just like, as soon as I make it, it's just like, oh my God, like, it's this beef going on and this. And it's like, what the hell did I got myself into?
No, I bet.
We listen to some of your lyrics, and I'm going to be honest, some of them, you got a little bit of a potty mouth. Do you remember the first time you cussed in front of your parents?
Yeah, cursing in my household was always like a goal.
No big deal.
It was nothing really like a big deal.
It's just talking, right?
So there's nothing you say that your parents.
What's your favorite cuss word?
Oh,
Cardi B, that's more than one.
Like, when I'm upset, I really say that all the time. Like,
I'm trying to. You know what it is about you is that you're that one friend we all have that, and we all want to have, the one that says what they're feeling, and it's always hilarious. Every time you talk in your videos, people laugh no matter what you say.
Mm-hmm. Like, and when in real life too. Yep.
Yeah, in real life, like when you said, "Yeah, I'm gaining weight, but my butt's getting big too." My wife told me, she's like, that's how I knew this chick was going to be my BFF. Like, that's how I know.
Do you have, like, an alter ego character that you turn on and turn off, sort of like Beyonce does, that when you have to be, like, full-on Cardi B?
No. Nope, I'm just crazy all 24/7.
Your album comes out in October, right?
You want to know something? I'm scared now, right? Because I did tell everybody, yeah, y'all, make sure y'all, my album coming in October, but now I'd be like, oh my God, I can't drop this.
Why not?
Why? Because I got so much pressure right now. I got a lot of pressure. And then it's like, the album has to be like amazing. And it's just like, I feel like I could do a couple of more songs to complete it.
So you're going
to
hold it back until you get those two extra songs that you, that makes it a banger.
But because everybody be like, oh my gosh, you only got that one song. Oh my God. Like, how long is she going to be performing the song? And it's like, you know, Bordak Yellow really, really just came out 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It only came up 3 months ago, so it's, like, very new. And it's, like, the pressure of me dropping another song is, like, I'm going to drop something in October, like, so people could hold on till I drop the album.
Some fire.
Maybe not a single. Maybe a freestyle to tell people how I feel. Feeling a lot of a certain type of way ever since I got a little, like, fame. Like,
how you been feeling, Cardi B?
You know, I've been a little happy because I've been getting a lot more money, gang. But then I get a little bit pissed off because a lot of people, they don't really know me like that. And it's like, gotcha. I think they're forgetting how I could get.
Uh-oh.
So I got to say something. Mm-hmm. And you know, starting this industry.
Uh-huh.
It's not really my style, man. It's a place that is like, I'm fitting in, but I don't really want to fit in there. It's like, you know, when you're a size 8, but you really are 8.5. That's how.
Yeah, you don't want to fit in. And it's not like you just have one song. I mean, you have features on all sorts of things that are
great. Yeah, I got a lot of features coming your way. Like,
who are you wanting to go after? Are these other artists, or are these just like some random people that were random people, or people that were close to you?
No. Nobody that's close to me do me wrong.
Oh, good.
Because they know what happens.
They don't. They're close to me.
It's just like these new fans, these new pages, these new blogs.
You read all that though?
Yep.
Yeah.
I read everything.
Yeah.
Does it hurt you ever?
I'm getting more used to it. At first, when I started, like, getting popular, when I first, like, got my first 500,000 followers.
Yeah.
Then when I got on TV, it really hurt me. Like, I was depressed for, like...
Words do hurt.
Yeah, words do hurt because it's like, me, I'm ugly. I never heard that in my life. or, like, it made me feel like the way I talk. A lot of people try to make me feel like I'm not educated or if I don't have no manners. And I have to sit down and tell myself, like, wait a minute. You used to be a dancer.
Yeah.
And you used to be the top dancer. And then it's like, ain't no way nobody could ever make me feel like I'm uneducated. Because, okay, I'm ghetto. But I did finish school and I went to college.
Yeah.
And I'm Caribbean. So my parents teach me manners. I can't eat with a fork and a knife, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You're unfiltered is what I would call you, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Because we're always going to get the real you. We're not going to get a fake celebrity. We're going to get the real Cardi B every time you talk. That's what I gather from you.
People love who you are. Like, you got Demi Lovato just, like, promoting you. Chance the Rapper tweeted. They said, who you listen to, Chance? You go, Cardi B. Like, they love your personality and you, so that's got to be beautiful, too.
It is beautiful, but then it's just like, oh, my God, the internet nowadays. It's raising a whole lot of soft babies.
I agree with that.
You either racist, transphobic, or this and the dad, and then it's just like, oh, come on.
You can't do anything right. No.
Hey, so you just said something. You were a dancer, but you actually went to school. I thought that was always a lie when a dancer would tell me, hey, you know I'm in school. You know, give me a few. You really were in school. Mm-hmm. Now I got a little more respect for the dancers that I was trying to help put through.
They're telling you the truth.
And you want to know something?
Yes, ma'am.
I was in college, right?
Uh-huh.
And I dropped out because I couldn't keep up with my 9-to-5. And then when I started dancing, I went back to school because my schedule was flexible.
Yeah.
But then I dropped. I didn't drop out. I just know I was failing because, you know, I was chasing a guy and everything.
Right.
You know, guys just ruin your life. They just ruin your life. They ruin everything that's going on with you.
The wrong ones.
We don't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
So then why y'all do it then? I don't understand.
Yeah. I want to talk about your nails because you have cool nails going on.
Can
right
you
now.
Text with those?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I can do everything.
Can you really? Because when I'm trying to do this and then I tell myself I'm not Rihanna and I'm like, I can't buckle my own seatbelt. I can't pick up a menu or like a
Are you
chain.
Always poking yourself in the eye? I would be scared to death.
Bro, why? I don't understand how you do that either.
It's like almost like a part of me. Like, when I have short nails.
I love it.
You probably give the best back scratches, don't you? Can you hook me up real quick, Cardi B?
I do this.
Oh. A little tickle.
But see, I get the fake nails. I can't even pick up anything off the floor. I don't even, like a quarter if
it's
I
not
drop
about being practical.
This Cardi B nail is
not about
business right now.
This is, you have to have
know,
these
I'm
from
so,
now on.
I'm so used to it. I've been doing my nails ever since I was like 13.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Chase is like a little
The
puppy.
Only thing I can do is get it popping. Like, when I get real long nails, these are kind of short for me, but when I get them real long, you know, I try to stay away from trouble as much as I can. I don't want to fight nobody. I am very peaceful.
Right. That'll make it happen.
It really hurts to break one.
Yeah,
because now if some girl wants to fight you, you got to think about, like, do I really want to jack up my nails right now?
No. It's not even jacking it.
It rips it off.
It rips
when
it off?
When you break a nail, it's the most painful. It's like a loose tooth.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, I don't think I understand. You guys understand when girls be like, oh, my God, I broke my nail. You don't understand why we say that.
We
because
don't.
It freaking hurts.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It hurts. And then it gets like a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you feel the pulse.
Oh, like when I get a hangnail.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like
you
a heartbeat. Like, I hate it.
What's the perfect man for Cardi B, by the way? Because I know a bunch of dudes are trying to be groupie on you, but you got to... You gotta weed them out, right?
Present company excluded, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
You have to be a convicted felon.
So that helps, right? You guys are running a little rough.
Get you giving back to the community.
He has to be a convicted felon.
She wants to know where he is at all times.
Yeah. Ankle monitors.
Ankle bracelet. Yeah,
actually, that is. House arrest is ideal. Then he can't just get out.
Well, look, Cardi B, it's so awesome getting to know you. And I wish we could spend the whole day with you. Because
I'll be honest. I was really nervous. I was afraid we were going to have to be beep, 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 beep with you. Yeah. And you have been just...
Just two beeps.
Nice. Because we asked her.
Because you guys asked you. That's cheating.
You do have manners. Don't let anybody tell you
I
otherwise.
I have manners. I cross my legs. And
that's right.
Well, Cardi B's got a flight to get to. But look, if you want to buy Bodak Yellow, let's get it to number one. 69 cents right now.
Do it for the culture, man.
Do it for the culture. And pick up the Latin remix, too, because that thing is my favorite thing in the world right now. Cardi B. thank you for scratching my arm. Thank you for coming in here early in the morning after you were up all night working. Give it up for Cardi B, everybody.
Yes, Cardi B.
You guys been a delightful.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.